All this week, we've been traveling through Mongolia. It's a country of great contrasts with vast open spaces and natural beauty, but with a mining sector that is now booming. Mongolia seems to be racing from a nomadic culture to an industrial one practically overnight. To find out what all this means for Mongolia's many traditional herders, NPR's Frank Langfitt began his final story in the series outside the tent of one family in the Gobi region.
Spring's the time to comb cashmere from goats in Mongolia. One lies stretched out on its side in Bad Erdenbottom's ghare, or yurt. The animal's horns are tethered to the ground. A fellow herder rakes tufts of white cashmere with what looks like a gardening tool. The goat hates this. Betterton sells the cashmere for about $20 a pound. Combings from his 300 goats should bring in more than $6,000 this year. That's decent money in the middle of the Gobi, a mix of moonscape, mountain, and increasingly arid grassland in southern Mongolia. But Bat Erden's three children have no interest in the family business.
Young people have stopped herding animals. There's lots of employment opportunities for them in the mining business and a lot of other stuff. Therefore, I could probably say that the generation of herders is ending with me.
Batterton's daily life is a mix of old world and modern. He heats his felt tent with an iron stove, rugs cover the dirt floor, and the walls of his corral are constructed of bricks made from goat and sheep droppings. But he also rides a motorcycle, uses a cell phone, and watches limited satellite TV on a small black and white set powered by solar panels. When I visited, the romantic comedy How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days played silently in the background. Batterton lives with his wife and a high school-age son. Their daughter attends college in Mongolia's capital. His other son, Ugan Batter, drives a dump truck at a coal mine.
2 or 3 years ago, my elder son used to help us out. Now he's really tired of being a herder because we depend too much on the weather and climatic conditions.
Rising temperatures are drying out Mongolia's grasslands. Severe weather takes a toll as well. In recent years, heavy snow and drought killed more than 400 head of the family's livestock. Bat Erden says for a new generation, herding seems too unstable.
When someone has a regular job, it doesn't matter if there's severe weather or not. He can do his work, no matter what.
Bat Erden's son, Ugan Batter, began working at the coal mine about a year ago. One afternoon, I met him outside the gates of the mine. He's 22 and, like many young Mongolians, painfully shy. As we talked, he studied a water bottle he was holding and kicked the ground with his black Air Jordans. The mine is completely isolated in the desert, but Ugan Batter says he has more friends here, and there's more to do.
I watch TV. There's a recreation room with ping pong and pool, and there's a computer room.
The camp TV is a big flat screen. Ugan Batter follows sports on the internet.
What sports do you follow?
NBA.
Really? Who's your favorite team?
Orlando.
He likes the Orlando Magic and its star center, Dwight Howard. Mining's been good for Ugan Batter. He makes $500 a month. Mongolia's mineral reserves are so vast, Ugan Batter could spend the next several decades working them. But for his dad, mining is a threat. Mines need water to process minerals. And the mine that employs his son plans to get it from an aquifer beneath the family's grazing land. The local government had designated the area as protected, but Mongolia's central government has an ownership stake in the mine, and last year it decided otherwise. Bat Erden is bracing himself.
It was a very hard hit for us, because it's only going to speed up desertification, and we can see how that's already moving at a very high speed.
The mine says it will draw from a deep aquifer and it won't affect herders' wells. Bat Erden doesn't believe it.
Animals will be thirsty. People will be thirsty. It will be very hard.
Bat Erden supports his son's new career in what is becoming Mongolia's national industry. As to the dispute over the water, he doesn't bring it up. It wouldn't change anything, Bat Erden says, so we don't talk too much about it. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.